Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss why some bosses avoid their employees. We'll begin with a question from a manager who keeps avoiding a certain employee because this person wants a raise, but his performance doesn't warrant it.
Ooh.
Yeah, then we're going to talk about different reasons why bosses may avoid you at work. So listen up if you've got a boss who avoids you.
Yeah, I think this is a fascinating topic. Just some bosses may avoid their employees because they don't want to deliver bad news, while others may be avoidant because they can't deal with any kind of confrontation, while others may be avoidant. We'll see why else. And I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Logan, what's our question?
I'm the manager of a department in our company, and I have an employee who is an okay worker, but not great. He keeps asking for a raise and a promotion. I keep avoiding the conversation. I don't know how to tell him that he has an inflated sense of his value. How do I tell someone this?
You just got to tell him. there is a nice way to say it, and there's a way that would help them see, oh, I have some more growth to do, so you don't have to be nasty about it.
Right, right.
But I don't think it's that unusual for people to have an inflated sense of their value if nobody is really telling them what they have to do. Mm-hmm. You know, they maybe think they're doing everything you're asking me to do, and, you know, my coworkers like me, so I'm on the right path. I'm doing fine, maybe. I meet a lot of young people that have the right education, and they think they learned everything in school.
Yeah.
When most of us who've been in the workplace for a while know that what you learned in school is going to get you just so far, there's a lot more about the workplace you have to learn. So you actually have to give your employees goals. You have to say, look, you do this really well, but now this would be the next, this would help you grow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you give them a couple of goals that then they realize, well, I'm not there yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to speak to this manager, which is my question for you is, what is it that you are afraid of? Because I think you want to identify, you know, what's stopping you from saying anything. Mm-hmm. Are you afraid of hurting this person's feelings? Are you afraid of not being liked? If that's that could be part of it. Are you afraid of bursting his inflated sense of value, his bubble of inflation? And I think if you stop and just consider what is it that's preventing you from doing this, that would be helpful, just in the sense that then you've got to, you know, move through that fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you're talking about, Kathy, is absolutely correct. And I think one of the things we were discussing earlier is a lot of times these situations get worse and worse because you keep putting off feedback.
Absolutely.
Right? So you're talking about setting goals at the beginning.
All the way through.
All the way through.
Some people say every 3 months. Some people say every 6 months. I think a year is too long.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, quarterly, whatever works for you, because everyone's very busy. But it's important that people know where they stand with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Avoiding is, you know, they will make up where they stand with you. It could be bad. It could be good.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I think if you can think about, what is it that I'm afraid will happen if I give this feedback? Are you concerned that they'll burst into tears? Do you think that they'll go to someone else and say, you're not fair? You know, what are the things you think may happen? One thing that I've noticed is that often individuals who have an inflated sense of value, they're not as sensitive as you think they are.
That's funny.
In fact, they may have a fairly low EQ in some regards, you know? So, we don't know how they're going to receive the feedback. You don't know that it would be so hurtful. It may be surprising, actually. And there are also, we were recently working with someone who gave very specific feedback to an employee who has an inflated sense of value, and that individual didn't really comprehend the feedback. So that can happen too.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I'm actually in an email chain with a client right now before I walked in here to do this, and she's afraid of being unpopular.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very interesting because this woman is super popular. There's no way she's not going to be popular. And I said, no, you're just going to be seen as the boss.
Yeah. Right.
Right. There's, of course, they're still going to like you and they're going to need you. So, no, let that go. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, she's confronting something very tough today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But has confronted tough stuff before, and her popularity doesn't go down. So,
they may like her even more for being honest.
I think it's true.
Some people turn around and they say, well, nobody's ever said that to me before. Yeah.
Somebody has to have the answer, the final answer on, you know, decisions on things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so, all right. So how do you tell this person that they're not going to get a raise because they have some growth? If you have not been keeping up with setting goals, then I think the next conversation when you realize you're in this situation is to say, I've been so busy. I've been meaning to have this conversation. Let's sit down and set some goals for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then let them know where they stand. Mm-hmm. Let them know, I think you do this piece of the job so well, but in here, I'd like you to take a class on this, or I'd like you to work under so-and-so and let them mentor you, or whatever it is that you need them to do. And then they're going to get a sense, oh, I'm not there.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to tolerate that displeasure on their face.
Right.
You know, because there will be a moment, I'm sure. I mean, this person is walking around in happy denial of that they're not meeting the goals that have never been explained. So you're going to have a moment of disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm sure you may be sweating a little, you know, it's not.
Use your deodorant. Don't forget that.
Make sure you wear a lot. Because, you know, look, I'm not saying that these conversations are fun, but they get easier the more you do them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And part of management is really letting people know where they stand with you. That's big.
Yeah.
That really has to happen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I would just say that I think the big challenge here is to take it out of the personal and keep it in the professional.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So even when it comes to describing, sometimes I think it's not, it is goals, but it's also just looking at the person's job description with them and saying, so you've done this 50%, it needs to go up to 80 or whatever it would need to be. But to stick to the facts. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're talking about with goals, Kathy, right? Mm-hmm. They're just performance markers that need to be met in order to receive this promotion or raise.
Sometimes where the person needs to improve is not in the job description. It might also be in behavior.
Yeah.
So you also want to be sure that you say, you know, you need to come on time.
Yeah.
When I see you come on time for a couple of months in a row, then I'll know you've achieved that.
Yeah.
They could be, you know, maybe they're not collaborative. So it's also, so look at, that should be in the job description, but unfortunately we're not there yet.
Yeah.
As a population. Yeah. So.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
I think you got it.
All right, so now we want to talk about what does it mean if your boss avoids you? Because I think there's many reasons why bosses avoid. Number one,
let's talk about it.
Is they're bad bosses. They're just they're
bad bosses.
They're bad bosses. They're avoiders, and avoiding. I just want to really put this in context. Avoiding is one of the worst things you can do as a manager. What it does is it creates an unsafe psychologically work environment.
Yeah.
It's unsafe to experiment, it's unsafe to challenge, and it's unsafe to exercise creativity. So avoiding, you know, ignoring, you know, other employees notice when you're not reprimanding somebody that needs it. Mm-hmm. Employees notice when, you know, certain people have an inflated sense of ego and you're not handling that you're not managing gets noted and it doesn't create a good environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say what we're talking about here is someone avoiding delivering bad news, what they assume to be bad news. There are a lot of different versions of that, right? You could be super busy and you just don't want to manage. You know, we've certainly worked with people who are like that. Mm-hmm. You could be afraid, afraid of having to deal with the demands of your employees. Mm-hmm. And so then you avoid them. Mm-hmm. And you could also just feel resentful.
Right, that you have to manage anybody.
Yeah.
That they're not self-managed.
Yeah.
Why don't they know better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that there's very few people that are self-managed.
Right. So What does it mean if your boss avoids you? I mean, how do you address that? If someone is just not giving you time, how do you...
I think you have to ask for it, but I also want to say that it's possible they don't like you. I mean, I just want to throw that in because I think that bosses sometimes avoid the one they don't like, who's difficult to talk to, that maybe they have to give bad feedback to, or you talk too much.
There are also people who are just socially very awkward.
Yes, that's true.
I think what could be an interesting determinant in this, by the way, is sometimes you have a boss who does pay attention to you and then starts avoiding you.
Yeah.
And that's usually not a good sign.
Yeah, well, some trust is broken. Maybe you had a nice relationship, but something happened to that relationship. I've seen a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is your responsibility as an employee to make sure your boss does meet with you. Now, I know you're thinking, no, it's their responsibility, but not everybody's a good manager, and we have a whole chapter on this, managing up and working with you is killing me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's point number two, which is make sure, or maybe it's one, make sure your boss meets with you regularly. That's number one. Yeah, it's very, very important. So, you know, book yourself an appointment with your boss to talk.
Yeah,
they may cancel it, rebook it. It's important that you get that FaceTime, and I'm not talking about them a drive-by, you know, while they're walking by you or
getting on the elevator.
But you really need one-on-one time with your boss. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a virtual relationship, then get on a video with them and make sure that you're looking at their face and they're looking at your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know why they're avoiding you. It could be bad or it could be good. I do know bosses who avoid people that work well, that don't seem to need much management.
Right. Like they're doing fine. They don't need me to talk to them. They're good.
Yeah, they're good. That's not necessarily the case. Yes. They may really need feedback on things.
Ooh. That's interesting.
So they may be overwhelmed and need help.
I actually have a client, just to reinforce that idea, Kathy, I have a client who's like the star performer at his company, and his boss never talks to him, never gives him the time of day, and he assumed that it was because somehow he'd done something wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing you were saying before, that people will read into that negative feedback. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when he finally had a meeting with this boss, he said, I don't talk to you because you're the least of my problems.
Right.
So that's not great for this person. And I think you're right that it would be smart to then still insist on meeting with this boss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at least it's not the meaning is not you're not doing well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So you have to know. It does become your responsibility to manage up and make sure your boss does meet with you. Now, there are people that are just avoiders by nature.
Yes. In fact, we write about those as well.
Yeah, because there seems to be a bit of an epidemic about that. You know, they just don't like meetings. They don't have time for meetings.
Plus, you can avoid so well these days. It's really true. You can deflect and you can text and you can, you know what I mean? You can do anything but actually interact with somebody.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a challenge.
Do you have any other reasons why people avoid, why bosses avoid?
Yeah, I mean, I think that some people avoid because they can't handle making decisions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's say you've got something that you would like an approval on or some guidance on, and they just don't like to do that. Mm-hmm. I've met a few like that.
I have too. I've also met many, many managers who think in the course of a particular day, that's the least favorite thing they want to do.
Yes.
So the day just gets by and it didn't happen. And well, it's now another day, another week, another month. Mm-hmm. It's an easy thing to avoid.
Well, and I think an interesting point too is avoiders are often nice people.
Sometimes.
Well, that's what I mean. Is that sometimes it's like the one who doesn't want to be unpopular, it wants to be the good gal or guy in any situation. And so they're going to avoid anything that would risk that.
Yeah.
You know? I think one other thing that could be helpful when you're trying to figure out what does it mean if my boss is avoiding me is if you're fairly new to the job, just find out is this person an avoider?
Right.
You know, from ask other people.
Around. That's a good, that's
who've been
good.
Around. Mm-hmm. Because then it's not just about you.
Right.
It's a style.
It's a style, right. And it's not always about you. It could be about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way they work. Yeah. All right, that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts, or you've got a story on this topic, tweet us at AskK2 and also follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word at 228-28.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.